starting the daf for the next thing. So Tezayin Amud Aleph Elos continuing from Ela Me'ata. The Gemara says Ela Me'ata. If that is so, and we're continuing to say that the halacha is that glass kalim have a status of metal with regards to the fact that they're able to become tahar in a mikvah because they are similar to metal in that they could be fixed. And they are not like kli cherises, which have to be broken in order to be fixed. And so then, if that's true, so then yachzuru l'tumasan yishana. What happens by a metal keli? Kikli matlas, just like by metal keli. Because by a metal keli, if you go ahead, and if a metal keli becomes tame, and you break it, it's no longer serviceable. So when it's not serviceable, the halacha is that if it's in its state of not being serviceable, it's takatar. Nevertheless, if you repair it, it reverts back to its original tuma. So kli zuchocha should have that same property, that it should revert back to the original tuma. That now we have a Mishnah that states kli matkes p'utehen. If it's a pashut kli, meaning it does not contain any place for it to hold things like a knife. A knife is called a kli. It's called a kli pashut, meaning it does not have any area that it is that it requires it to that has a base for, that has a place for it to be makabel liquids.
Receptacle.
Okay, thank you. A receptacle. It does not have any part of it that has a receptacle. Pshutehen. That's a kli pashut, so that's like a knife. A fork is a kli matkes pshutehen. Different types of cutting board, let's say, would be a kli matkes pshutehen. All those are mekabel tuma. Umekabelehen, and those that do have, the reason why we're saying this by kli matkes is because we're going to differentiate by wooden kalim. But umekabelehen, those that do have a place to be mekabel things, like a spoon or a bowl or a cup, they are tumehen. They are tamei. So there's really no difference in kli matkes, whether it's pshutein or kablein. Nishberu, if it gets broken, taharu, it becomes tahar. Chazur v'asu mehen, if somehow you fixed it and you make it back into a keli, chazur v'asu mehen kelim, chazur l'tumasan yishana, it reverts back, it regains its old tuma. V'ilgabe kli zchuchas, nan, with regards to the kli zchuchas, we taught that kli eitz, a wooden kli, the kli ar, and a leather keli, the kli etzem, a bone, the kli zchuchas, or a glass keli, pshutehen. First of all, pshutehen are toherin. They're pshuteh, the kelim without any receptacle, any place for accepting liquids is toherin. Umekabelehen. And if it has a place to be mekabel liquids, then tamei, they are tamei. Nishbaru, if it breaks, it's taru, it's tar. Chazur v'asu mehen kelim, and if you go ahead and you remake the kelim, so then mekabel and tumah mekanu l'haba, it can, from now on, it's back to being the status of a regular keli, that it can contract tumah, but the original tumah does not go back onto it. So why? If you're telling me that it's comparable to a kli matkes, so then you should be comparing it to a kli matkes entirely. Mikanu l'haba enu l'mafrei aloi. Says the Gemara, Tumas kli zruches d'rabbanan. The Gemara answers, Tumas kli zruches, this entire concept of glass kelim being mekabel tumah is only d'rabbanan. V'tumi yishana is only d'rabbanan. This tumi yishana is also only d'rabbanan. So therefore, b'tuma d'oraisa achisu barabanan tuma. B'tuma d'rabanan le'achisu l'arabanan tuma. Meaning that the entire concept that the old tuma goes back after it has been broken and repaired is a d'rabanan. So we're only gonna enact that on a d'oraisa type of tuma, like a kli matkes. But on a d'rabanan type of tuma, like a kli zruchas, we're not gonna enact that. The Gemara says, p'shutehen miha litame. Why are we saying that? Why are we saying? Am I frozen? Are we good? No. Why are we saying that? That you're telling me that glass kalim are comparable to metal kalim. So why is a glass knife or a glass cutting board or a glass challah board or something like that? Why are those not mekabel tumah? By the way, as an aside, if you have a pottery kli that is covered in glass, then it could be it has the status of glass. This is why nowadays the china, that was the Reb Meir that we had before, everything goes after the maimed, and it could be that china nowadays does not have the status of real china, because china is made out of really pottery. And there's no way to be metaharit, there's no way to be machsharit, there's no way. But if it has a status, if it has the status of the coating on top of it, then it could be that it has a status of glass. So this is big machlokes in the Poskim, what china has, what the din of china is nowadays. Is the din of glass or not? So the Gemara says, why is a glass knife or a glass cutting board or a glass cutting board, why is it not have the status of a metal keli? Metal keli, the glass, a flat cutting board, a flat challah tray is mekabel tuma, but a flat challah, a glass challah tray is not mekabel tuma. Why not? Answers the Gemara, the avdi b'hu rabbanan hekera. The rabbanan made a heker. The rabbanan wanted to make a differentiation, a sign, something that people would recognize and know that glass is not really tamei midiraisa. So therefore, they made an unusual caveat in their halachas, and they said, by the way, even though it has a status of metal, nevertheless, not entirely, because they didn't want people to get confused. So that people would not burn truma and kachim that get in contact with a tamei kli zuchuchas. So one second, this was not one of the six things that they were gozer and usha then, right? So they were gozer. They were gozer on glass kalim only to be litlis, but not to be lisreif. And so how are people going to remember that? Because they're going to say, okay, let's make an unusual property, an unusual quality amongst them, that the pshutein are not metame. Ravashi amar la'olam l'kli cheres damu. Ravashi says, no, originally you said that it's comparable to metal kalim. Well, I'm disagreeing with that. Really, back to our original terrace, that it is comparable to pottery. You asked the question. So then, you see, we went back and forth. Why are glass tummy? It says it's compared to Kli Cheres. If it's comparable to Kli Cheres, then why isn't it tummy from the backside? The Gemara says, oh, because it's comparable to Kli Matches. So if it's comparable to Kli Matches, why, if it's broken, why by tummy Yeshana? And the Gemara answered that. Why by Pshutain? The Gemara answered that. Now the Gemara says, you know what? It's comparable to Kli Cheres. Those second two kashas that we just had, which is why doesn't it get tumi yeshana and why isn't pshutein tame, are both answered now. But, says the Gemara, we still have a problem. And that was our original problem. Why isn't it tame from the backside? The Gemara answers, hayo v'nira teichik kibare. Since you're able to see through it, we didn't want to make a differentiation between the inside and the outside. And therefore, it becomes tummy on the inside. Since the outside is also readily seeable, and it's hard to differentiate between the two, we're going to be metame both of them. Okay. The Gemara continues with this brisa. Again, we're still on a tangent. Shimon ben Shedach tikin ksuba li'isha. Shimon ben Shedach was masakin ksuba for a woman. The gozer tuma al klimatches, and he was gozer tuma al klimatches. Says the Gemara, klimatches? What do you mean? Diraisin in who dechsev achas azohav ezakesef. It's a mafurish psukim. In fact, a very long psukim. All about the tumah on kli matches. The Gemara says, "Le'nitzucha ela le'tumi yishana." This tumah that we just invented now, that if it becomes tame and you break it and you repair it, so then the tumah goes back onto it. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ma'isa b'shal Tzion Amalka. There's a story with Tzion Amalka. She'asa mishta lebena, that she made a meal for her children. V'nitmu kol keleha, and somebody died in the kitchen, and all of the vessels that were going to be used for this huge dinner became tame. So she broke them out, and asatnan letzayrif, and she gave them to a blacksmith to fix. Veritchan, and he fixed them all. He heated it up with these metals, and he repaired them. Va'asman kalim chadash, he made new kalim. Va'amr chacham say, listen, if that's what you're going to do, yachzur letumas son yishana. If that's what you're going to do, then you're going to. We're gonna decree that the old tumah goes back onto it. Says the Gemara, my taima. Why do they decree that? So the Gemara says, Mishum geder mechatas naguba. They wanted to make a geder. You're right, there was nothing really wrong with it, but they wanted to make a geder. They wanted to make a rule that this is a much easier way. You see, technically, if it just became tummy because a nida touched it, so they just dip it in the mikvah, v'zeo. But if it became tummy through a mace, you have to wait through the whole 7-day process of waiting for 7 days for the para aduma waters. The para aduma, you have to sprinkle it on the 3rd day, the 7th day, put it in the mikvah. It's a whole process. And she had the birthday party that day. She couldn't wait. So therefore, what they did was, they made this gezeira. They didn't want people to forget how to do the para aduma, since it was so annoying and event ruining to wait for the para aduma waters. People were not going to do that anymore. So therefore, they went ahead and they made a gezeira that if you have a person has a keli that becomes tummy and they break it and they repair it, it recontracts its original tumah. This way, people will not forget how to use the para aduma waters. Says the Gemara, Harich Lamanda Amar Loi Lachal Atumas Amru Ela Latumas Hamais Bavad Amru. That makes sense. Then says the Gemara, if the only tumah that reverts back to it is the tumas mace. Because then it makes sense. They were scared that people would forget the para aduma waters, and they said, okay, don't do it this way, because this is a much easier way. Ella lamanda amar lechol atumas amru. However, continuing that first sentence. But if it was tummy neither or something like that, it's much easier just to dip it into a mikvah than by putting a hole and then repairing it by the blacksmith. So it's much easier to repair it that way. So then says the Gemara, it makes sense. If the gzera is only for tumas mace, then it makes sense. Why? If the gzera is only for tumas mace, then it makes sense why this is the source of the gzera. That this is the source of the gzera. But says the Gemara, if the tuma ella the tumas mace v'ad amar shaper ella the manda amar lechol the tumas amar. But according to the manda, says that all tumas the keli recontracts any tumah that it has. So ma'ikala meimar, what are we able to say? This cannot be the reason for the gzera, so that you don't forget the para aduma waters. So why, if anita touches it, and then you go through the whole hassle of drilling a hole in it and repairing it to knock the tumah off, there's nobody's doing that in order to save going to the mikvah. It takes 10 seconds to go to the mikvah. Amar Abaya, the reason is because we're scared that if people are drilling holes and breaking the keli and sending it to the blacksmith to repair it, they might not drill too big a hole. They might like zzz, 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 go through all the cups and quickly and not drill big enough holes. Gzeira shema lo yigbenu bigdei taharai. So we're scared that maybe we'll not drill it the correct shear. Rav Amar gzeira shema yomru tvila bas yoma oilala. We are scared that perhaps, okay, so that's the first gzeira, Tobias gzeira. Rava says that, you know what, a different gzeira. We're scared that people might see you drilling a hole, and then you're going to repair it, and boom, it's totally tar. You don't have to wait till nightfall in order for it to become tar. So we're scared that people will see you, and they will think that once tumah is off, it's off entirely. So who are they if somebody goes to the mikvah? As soon as they go to the mikvah, it becomes tar. They'll think, that's it, it's over. And people will forget this whole concept of Tvul Yom. Mai Beinayu, what is the difference between the two reasons, between Abaya's reason and Rava's reason? Ike Beinayu, de Ratzafinhu Mirtzav, where you totally destroyed the keli. You totally destroyed the keli. It doesn't even look the same at all. According to Abaya's reasoning, that maybe you're not going to drill it too big, well, here you totally destroyed it. I don't think this is that type of gezeira. I would have said that without me. Rashi says, "Harika and Mishavan Lakuli, you totally broke it. Kamoy Ma'achelus with Sufa. Shema Leigvenu Leka. Shema Yam. Shemaru. Yeah. Shema Leigvenu. Yeah. According to Abaya, there's no reason to make a gezeira over here. According to Rava, then there is still a reason to assume that people will say, "Oh, that keli became tar. That keli became tar." You didn't have to wait for the evening. So therefore, you don't have to wait for the evening. So too, if it goes to the mikveh, you don't have to wait to the evening. Okay, now we finished all the tangents. Now we go back to the 18 gezeiros. So far, we listed several of them. The Gemara now goes to continue on the list. The idach mai. What is another one of the 18 gezeiros? The Tanya. We have a brisa. How many kelim tachas atziner? If somebody puts utensils underneath a drain pipe from his roof, the kabel underneath the gutters, the kabel behind megishamim to get rainwater in it. Echad kelim gedolim ve'echad kelim ketanim. Whether they're big ones or whether they're small ones, va'afilu kli avanim. Even if they're stone ones, v'kli adama, or earthenware ones, v'kli glalim, or ones made out of feces. Ha! Talk about eating bread that had a little urine on it. This is kelim made out of feces. Now, if I remember correctly, one second. Yeah, Rashi actually says kli glala means marble, but elsewhere he says, right, that's the Bach. The Bach says it means feces. Rashi for some reason over here says it means marble. But all these things are not mekabel tuma. Nevertheless, this is a Hilchot, this is a Mishnah. What?
It's Dunsenware.
It's what?
Dunsenware.
Rashi says, Tzviei Bakar. Okay. So, I missed that. Were you saying a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, you have to spell it. I missed it.
It's D-U-N-S-E-R. W-E-A-R.
Okay. So we'll just keep with Rashi there. So maybe that's why Rashi changes it to Shayish, because of your question. What does it say? Hey, what does Hey say? Yeah. I'll cope on him. This is a Mishnah in Mikvois. And it means to tell you that any type of keli that holds and houses this water is able to turn the water into Mayim She'uvim. And since it's Mayim She'uvim water, it's going to pass the mikvah. Whether it's a big keli, whether it's a small keli. In other words, you would think like, oh, it's in this tiny little shot glass. It's not She'uvim. Yeah, it's still She'uvim. No matter what size of the keli is. Whether it's huge, a huge tub, whether it's a tiny keli, whether it's a keli that's mekabel tuma, even if it's kli glalim, all them, so long as it's in a keli, it's housing the water, it's pass the mikvah. Echad hamei niach. Whether you put it there on purpose, be'echad ha'sheicheach, or whether you forgot it there, nevertheless, the water passes the mikvah, divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel betarim be'sheicheach. Beis Hillel says, no, if you forgot it there, then it is considered not ma'im shuvin. Amar Rabbi Meir says, nimnu, they voted, they counted, v'rovu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel. So therefore, they passed even if you forgot it there, and this is one of the 18 things. Umoydim Beis Shammai, that b'shecheach b'chotze shutar. Beis Shammai says that if you forgot it in middle of the backyard and it just rained into there, you didn't want it there at all, then Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel. But if you forgot it underneath the exit of a drain pipe, so there, your original placing it there was to collect water, even though you forgot it when it actually rained, nevertheless, your original placement over there shows us what you were really holding, and that's where they have the machlekas. Amar Rabbi Yosi, adayin machlekes b'mkayma emedes. The machlekes is, he disagrees. Rabbi Yosi says, that's not true. The machlekes still remains. Beis Hillel did not give in to Beis Shammai on this one. And they claim that even if it was forgotten, it's still tahar. So, we're going to eventually have to come back to this. No, the Gemara is going to do it in a couple lines. So in other words, Rabbi Yossi is basically saying this was not one of the 18 things. Because we know of the 18 things Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai took a vote, and Beis Hillel lost. Now, if you're telling me that the Machlekes is still around, that means Beis Hillel did not give in. So we're going to have to revisit it in a couple lines. But for now, Amar Meshasha Debei Rav, Amri Hakom Oidim Kishenichim B'Shas Kishar Avim. Everybody agrees that if you leave the Kalim there when it's cloudy and it's about to rain, Tameim. B'Shas Pizar Avim, if when it's sunny, the clouds are dispersed. Debei Hakol Tahir, everybody agrees that it's Tahir. Like Nechalku, the only Machlekes is El Shehenichim B'Shas Kishar Avim. You placed it there when it was cloudy. And it didn't rain. When it's Pazru. And the next day, it was a sunny day. The next day, it became cloudy again. Beis Hillel holds that your original machshava to place it there when it was raining is batal. And therefore, because on Tuesday it was sunny, so therefore your original placement there on Monday was not mitahar, it doesn't hold water anymore. And your original machshava is not batal. Your placement down there was to be mekabel rain, and therefore you could still do that. Says the Gemara, and therefore that's the machlekes b'sham Beis Hillel. However, according to Rabbi Yosi, the machlekes is still around. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, the Amar machlekes adayin b'mekayim medes. So batzilahu, you're going to be missing one of the 18. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, af benois kusim nidos ma'arisasin bay bayim gazru. There is a gezeir maseches nida. It's actually a whole perek. Called Benois Kusim. There's a gezeira there that it says that Benois Kusim, which are Kusi girls, are Nidos, have a status of Nida Me'ari Sasan from the time that they are born. And they were gezer that halacha by bayayim. The reason is because a lot of times it's not unusual for a girl to have a re'iyah of Nida at when she is born. It's sometimes they tell you when you have a baby girl, if you see a little blood in the diaper, don't worry about it. It's normal. And the reason is because there's a lot of the hormones of the mother still in her blood system, in the baby's blood system. So, however, if she does see Nida in that fashion, she's a total Nida D'oraisa. And you have to put the baby in the mikvah. You just hope for the best. And have a suction on hand, ventilator, but since kusim are not concerned for that, they made a gezeira against all baby kusim. So that gezeira was enacted on that day. All right, ve'iduch. Let's just finish off to the next. Amar ve'iduch ma'i. What is another one of the 18 gezeiras? The Tanan call hametaltlin anything that is movable. That is movable. Mevian esatuma can convey tuma. In other words, if you take something and you hold it over a dead body, and the tuma will go up from the dead body and it will run alongside the bottom of the thing that is hovering over the dead body. This ba'ove hamardeya. This is specifically if the item is the width of a mardeya. Now, mardeya is it's this stick that you lead animals with. It's got to be at least. I'm pretty sure that it's a. It is. I remember correctly, it's a third of a tefach. What does Rashi say over here?
That's what our scroll says.
Yeah, a third of a tefach. Okay. So it's not, you don't have to be, the Tana Kama holds, you don't have to be too, it doesn't have to be too thick. Amar Tarfan HaKapeach Es Bani. This is a expression that Rab Tarfan used a lot. And he cursed himself. He's like, I'll cut down my son. In other words, he was talking about his own son. And it was an expression that he was like, I swear this is not true. Shezu halacha mekupachas. This is a halacha that should be cut down. Sheshama ashemeya, that the person who heard it, vita, and he made a mistake. Because what was the story? Ha'ikar, who's a farmer, oiver umardeoi al ksefai, the farmer was passing the, was going through his, through a field, and he had this stick on his shoulder. And the ihel tzidoy achas ala kever. And one side of the stick passed over a grave. So now, what happened was the Rabbanan gave this farmer a psak of being tameh. Now why? The person who saw the psak thought it's because, oh, the tumma goes up and the tumma traveled and the other side of the stick was the farmer. He was holding the stick over his shoulder. But says Rav Tarfon, that's not what happened. What happened was the tumma went up. It didn't travel because it wasn't thick enough. It was only a third thick. What happened was the stick itself became tummy. It became an ava tumma. It can't transfer the tumma because the tumma didn't run alongside because you need a tefach to transfer tumma. But what happened was it became tummy itself because it itself was in the airspace of a tumma. You don't need to be too thick to contract tumma. To convey tumma, you need to be too thick. But to contract tumma. So what happened was the farmer was holding it. The stick became an av and he became a rishon. So the person who saw it made a mistake. They thought that the fact that the chachamim were...
Isn't it
an aviavos? I'm not sure if it was a metal stick. And you know what? If I'm remembering correctly, that's a nidin, whether or not it was metal or not. Either or, he would be a rishon. Either or, he would be a rishon. They discussed whether or not the stick was a metal.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
The art scroll says that the goad is a pole with a spike at one end. So I don't know if that's a metal spike or could possibly be a wooden spike.
It could be metal. It could be metal. If it would be metal, then it would be. I don't think it is metal. I think it was. One second. Yeah, I think it was a wooden kli. I'm remembering I'm pretty sure it was wooden kli. I'm pretty sure it was wooden. I'm just looking for a Raya Brura. But it's appears we can just tumah the ikar tumas erev. No, it's beforeish, like because. It's Rashi says that it's only a tumah seraf. He's only a rishon. If it was a metal keli, then he would have been an av. Yeah, Rashi's mefurish. That it was made out of wood. No, so it was a wooden keli. So you go ve'ihel tzidai achas al hakever, and timu oisai mishum kelim amahilim asameis. Okay, so let's stop over here for today. And we got our two blad in. And the Mirza Hashem, we should all see a life revert back to normal, or at least revert back to better than normal. And all right, have a great day.
Mashiach should come.
Thank you.